Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new."
Last night I lay sleeping, there came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem, beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, methought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Methought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your gates and sing. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King. And then methought my dream was changed, the streets no longer rang. Hushed with the glad hosannas, the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, the morn was cold and chill, as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As a shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, hark how the angels again the scene was changed, new earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the tideless sea. The light of God was on its streets, the gates were open wide, and all who would might enter, and know one was denied. No need of moon or stars by night, nor sun to shine by day. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. It was the new would not pass away. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, sing, for the night is o'er. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna forevermore. Hosanna in the highest.
I hope that you've enjoyed reflecting upon this selection of Bible readings and hymns. If you've felt encouraged, strengthened, or comforted by what you've heard, imagine how it must feel for a Christian to be given a Bible for the very first time, especially when owning a Bible had once seemed to be an impossible dream. Do you remember those early days in your Christian life when God first started speaking into your heart through His Word? Do you remember the wonder and excitement you felt? Bible League International empowers churches around the world to fulfill the Great Commission in their local area through the provision of Bibles, Bible study resources, and training. As hundreds of millions of Christians around the world still do not have a Bible of their own, national churches everywhere are seeking our help. Will you support Bible League International in responding to this great need? If you'd like to know more about the ministry of Bible League International, or feel you'd like to support its work, call our free call number 1-800-800-937 or visit our website at bibleleague.com.au. If you'd like a copy sent to someone who you know would enjoy the CD, please provide us with their contact details and we'll forward a copy to them free of charge.